Welcome to The High Tide, the show where we explore strategies that help law firms build stronger client relationships. I'm Elizabeth Houtman, and today we're joined by John Matheson of Arthur Cox, one of Ireland's top law firms. John has years of experience working with major clients and navigating the challenges of building trust and delivering value. We'll talk about client relationship management, key account strategies, and how lawyers can strengthen their connections with clients. John, thank you for joining us.
Thanks, Els. Good to see you.
Let's dive right in. John, you've worked with some of the firm's most strategic clients. Can you share a personal story or a moment when you realized what truly makes a client relationship successful?
There's probably a number else, but one I would, quite a recent example I've had is a large Irish PLC, nameless, who we wouldn't have done all of their work, but we were instructed on a very, very significant transaction for them, kind of a spin-out transaction. I was brought in as the lead partner and sort of the relationship partner for that particular transaction, and really to be there for the general counsel, quite a new general counsel, very, very good. And I was really there to support her. She called me up one day to say, you know, she's struggling with a particular issue. It revolved around the settlement of a piece of litigation, almost like a class action piece of litigation, and how that would be settled as part of this transaction, and it had to be interconditional with the spin-out transaction. I won't go into all of the details, but it was essentially taking a problem off her desk. She put her hand up and said, look, I'm worried about this. This is coming down the tracks. How are we going to deal with this in the documents? And how are we going to deal with the claimants and get them to sign settlement letters, et cetera, et cetera? And really, it was taking that problem off her, coming up with a solution, getting the other side to agree to that solution, presenting that solution to the board of directors, and then implementing it very, very successfully. As part of that, there was a whole communications protocol around announcements and to the market, announcements to the relevant claimants, communications to the claimants, and probably the biggest compliment to me was when she asked me to just also take the whole communications work stream off her desk. And that to me was kind of a compliment. It wasn't a legal piece of work, but she just wanted, you know, you really felt like you were kind of part of the team. And she also gave me that too. And it was me personally dealing with it. And we came up with a very, very good solution. Now, I would say it takes a good general counsel as well to put her hand up and say, this is coming down the tracks, I see this coming and I need support in good time, and to listen and I think we work together very, very well. So I guess it's kind of a two-way street. This is, in my view, a very, very good general counsel who was quite new to the organization and was still navigating the personalities, and a lot of what I was doing was supporting her in dealing with those personalities and the demands from various constituents in the larger organization. So it was a very, very good solution, but to me an example of how in-house counsel and outside counsel can work very, very well together. It doesn't happen every time, and it's, like I said, it is a two-way street.
Yeah, so it's more about helping the client, understanding the client, on top of all the legal solutions that you provide to the client. You're really there to have to hold their back,
to watch their back, yeah. And to take problems, yeah, off their desk, and to deal with them, and to sit kind of side by side with them in finding solutions. And that's really how an effective relationship should work.
Client expectations are evolving, especially also around value and service. What's one challenge you faced in meeting those expectations, and how did you overcome it?
Look, I think there's the obvious things around clients looking for more clarity around billing and fees, and I think the main point there is clients hate surprises. So, you know, to be transparent about how you're going to charge for a particular matter and to put your hand up early. And I have to say, I've been guilty of just having my head down, looking at progressing a piece of work and thinking it will all be fine because we're doing such a good job. And then you get to the end of it and you haven't put your hand up to say, actually, the fee is going to be different. And it doesn't go down very well, notwithstanding the great job you did. So clients hate surprises. I think the point I'd make on this one is that I do think things are now different. And for sophisticated, large clients, they're looking for more from their outside counsel. They're not just looking for good legal advice when they ask for it, or good transaction management, or, you know, just reacting to queries and responsiveness. They're really looking for you to try to look around the corners and to come to them, not cross-selling your colleague, but to come to them if you feel there's an issue coming down the tracks across whatever practice area that's going to affect their business. And I think that's where the market is going now, and it's kind of changed. Years ago, that wasn't the case. Years ago, it was, you know, super quality legal advice and responsiveness. Now it's more marrying legal with social, political, regulatory, everything that's happening in the world. So there, I mean, what we have had clients looking for that from us, and it's really a case of meeting more regularly as a client team, and we'll come on and talk about client teams, meeting more regularly as a client team, sitting down together across all the disciplines and really trying to drill into what's happening in the market, what's happening in the regulatory world, what are the new developments coming down the tracks that are going to impact this particular client, and drilling that down into something where we can go to the client and say, hang on a second, this is going to impact you. You need to start looking at that. I think if you can get there, that's what clients are looking for in terms of value. You know,
proactive mindset.
Proactive mindset and looking around corners.
Key account management, you already mentioned it. Mm. Law firms often talk about key account management, but in practice it can mean different things. How would you define key account management at Arthur Cox, and what's one thing lawyers can do tomorrow to strengthen their relationships with key clients?
Yeah, I it's funny. I don't really like the term key account management. I think it's kind of depersonalizes it or something. We refer to it as client relationship management. I appreciate it's the same thing. It's just terminology.
We even call it CAM.
Yeah. And, you know, we have had a formal program in Arthur Cox for about the last 10 years. It's spearheaded by our managing partner and Rachel Hussey, who you know, who's our clients and markets partner. And it applies to the top 150 clients of the firm. And both Jeff Moore is our current managing partner. Jeff and Rachel drive this program. And there's a number of, you know, facets to it. First of all, with all of our large clients, you have to have two relationship partners. It's not just one person. So it has to be two relationship partners. Yep. And we spend time working out who the right relationship partners are. And then our managing partner and clients and markets partner meet with those relationship partners and usually the wider team on sort of an as-needed basis, but certainly, you know, once or twice a year, and sit down and see what's going on around that client, how things are going, the work that we're getting, the work that we're not getting, any threats there in the market, any work we're losing, etc. And then once a year, managing partner and the clients and markets partner travels to meet the particular client and sits down with them and gets their feedback, including getting their feedback on the relationship partners. And, you know, are they doing their job well?
Yeah.
And everyone has to trust that system. I mean, the clients, I think, now trust that system. They trust if there is a problem, they know it will be dealt with very, very sensitively, and you know, action will be taken, but it will be dealt with sensitively. We appreciate it. You know, it's sensitive when you're dealing with clients of various partners, and then they, you know, report back to the wider group, and I think the partnership trusts that system as well. Nobody, someone asked me yesterday when I was talking about this, you know, do partners have a problem? My response was, it's kind of their problem if they have a problem. Yeah. These are clients of the firm, and that's the way we look at it. These are clients of the firm. We are caretakers of those clients for a period of time. And those clients, if we do our jobs properly, those clients will stay with the firm.
Yep.
And relationship partners will change over time, and those clients need to be minded, and that's what it's all about. So I think we have a good system. It's structured. The client feedback around it has been positive. We feel we're getting the right outputs, and we're taking the right actions. And partners, you know, have bought into it.
It's bringing the firm further, and it's helping the client, obviously. Yeah.
And that's what it's all about. It's about what's looking after the clients in the best interests of the firm, and the firm is much bigger than any one partner.
Thank you, John, for sharing these insights. To recap, successful client relationships come down to trust, understanding client priorities, and consistent communication. Key account management isn't just a buzzword, it's about being strategic and proactive. And as client expectations evolve, adaptability is key. If you enjoyed this episode, subscribe and share it with your colleagues. Until next time, keep riding the wave of change.